Welcome to the Digital Joe Podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to grow your local business using social media and digital marketing. Let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners that want to grow their local business with social media and digital marketing. I'm your host, Joe Amato. Thanks so much for joining me for episode number 9. This is an interesting episode because it's part 1 of 2. Over these next 2 episodes, we're going to be going over 14 of the biggest mistakes business owners make on social media. We're breaking it up into 2 episodes. We're going to do 7 and 7. So we're going to get right into it. But before we do, the Digital Joe Podcast is brought to you by Vivo Creative. It is the social media and digital marketing agency that I own and head up. And if you're a local Hudson Valley business that needs help with social media or online marketing, feel free to visit our website at vivocreative.net. And without further ado, let's get into the content. All right, so this episode is all about the mistakes that businesses make on social media, and there's 14 of them, and in this first part, we're going to go over the first 7. I want to just jump right into the list and kind of expand on each one of these topics a little bit in detail to help you guys out. So number 1, the first mistake that businesses make on social media is that they ignore social media. If you have a business, whether it's a local business or a brand or an e-commerce store, whatever it might be, ignoring social media can probably be the biggest mistake you can make when it comes to online marketing or just marketing in general. When it comes to social media, it's where everybody spends all of their time. One of 7 apps on an iPhone or Android is where people spend most of their day on when they access their phone, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat. If you are not on any and or all of these platforms and you're ignoring it completely for whatever reason, you're missing out on reaching the largest population of your customer, not to mention the most underpriced form of advertising you could buy. But by ignoring social media, you're missing out on the largest opportunity for your business to grow, hands down. There are less people watching television, there are less people listening to radio, there are way less people reading newspapers, and a lot more people reading the newsfeed. So make sure that you stop ignoring social media if that's what you're guilty of. That's number 1. Ignoring social media is one, if not the biggest mistake that businesses make on social media. Number 2. Not being in it for the long term. Businesses that just dabble in social media and try it for a very short period of time usually see very little results and abandon it very, very quickly. I'm no stranger to this. I mean, I've come from the marketing world where I used to sell radio, and radio is another one of those things where you have to be in it for the long term, and businesses that wanted to run for a couple of weeks to quote-unquote see how it worked rarely saw results and more often than not wound up canceling their contract and looking at radio as a bad thing. Social media is no different in that regard, in that a lot of businesses will just give it a try for a little bit, put a couple of posts here, maybe even run a little bit of advertising, and if the floodgates don't open and all those new customers start flowing in or their followers don't grow and their engagement is too low, they just abandon it. Well, that's a mistake because there's plenty of reasons why social media is not working for you, even in a short period of time, because let me tell you, we've run some campaigns that have gotten pretty immediate results, and when I say immediate, I mean within 24 to 48 hours of launching a campaign. So abandoning it in the short term is a bad move to make, especially when you're not exactly sure why it didn't work out the way you wanted it to. All right, mistake number 3 on our list is not keeping your information updated on your social media profiles. I think in an earlier episode of the Digital Joe Podcast, we talk about how to keep your Facebook page healthy and looking good, and having your information updated is one of those really important factors. What I mean by that is not having your profile picture nice and new, your cover photo changed, but even more so than that, not having any information on your page, your hours, your address, your menu if you're a restaurant, the services that you offer, ways to contact you. Not having information on there is a gigantic mistake, and not having it filled out completely is a big mistake as well. People are going to your social profiles to find out information about your business. So if you're not providing that information or providing those answers that people might have questions for right when they get to your profile, you're making a huge mistake. This is free. Updating your information on Facebook and Google and everywhere else is free. So make sure that you keep all of your information updated, your hours, your phone numbers, your emails, everything. When was the last time you really gave a hard look at your profile and said, oh my gosh, this information is wrong. We changed our hours 9 months ago. Go back to your profile and take a look and make sure that all of your information is accurate. It could cost you a customer. It really could. Mistake number four that we see quite a bit, especially when we're working with a new client, is that they make social media content and then try to distribute that same piece of content across all social media platforms. I'll give you an example. A restaurant that posts a picture of a dish on Instagram, has all the caption filled out, the hashtags filled out, everything, and then posts literally the same exact picture and caption and hashtags to Facebook, exact same picture, caption, and hashtags to Twitter. And what happens is that I understand you're trying to automate things and you're trying to make life easy for yourself, but the reality is, each network has its own language and things that, little nuances, I could say, that make content work on some platforms but not others. If you're using hashtags on Facebook because you're just copying a post from Instagram over, it's not going to work. Hashtags are just not a useful tool in Facebook. Yes, they do work, but it's not common. It's not native for the platform to use hashtags to discover content. It just doesn't work that way. So instead, if you're just posting that one picture and then saying, okay, publish to every social profile I have, instead, post it to the ones individually. Post it to the platforms individually. It's going to take a little bit more time, yes, but if you're really willing to make social media work for your business, you're going to take the time to treat each network individually. And listen, if you don't have the time to treat each network individually and to make content specific for each platform, then don't. Then don't do it. Either hire somebody to do it, hire a good agency like mine, wink, 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 to do that for you, or ignore the networks that you cannot devote enough time to. If Twitter is taking up too much of your time, but you're not getting that many results from Twitter and you can't hire anybody to do it for you, then jump off of Twitter because you're probably not doing it right and you're probably hurting yourself. Don't post the same picture, video, caption, hashtags to every social network. I understand it might save you a little bit of time, but the goal here is not to save time. The goal here is to grow your business and drive new customers. If you're going to use social media, use the platforms the way they're intended to be used, each individually with native content delivered specifically to that audience. There's a great book that you can read all about this topic. It's called Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. He talks about how to use each network individually to make content and grow your business that way. Might be a little bit dated. Some of the networks on there are not even around anymore. But nevertheless, the concept is the same. Posting native content to each platform, that the way that it's designed to be posted is the way that it's going to work. If you're not doing that, you're doing a big disservice to yourself. All right, moving on to number five. Number five is about posting frequency. A major question we get all the time, especially when we're working with somebody new or they're trying to, you know, bring us on board as their social media partner, is how often should we be posting? How much content should we be posting? The short answer is that it depends. But I'm going to tell you the two mistakes that we see often. The first mistake, it's kind of two mistakes in one, I guess you could say. The first mistake is not posting enough. Posting once every couple of weeks or every couple of months or once a month is not enough to stay engaged with your audience. I don't care how big or small your audience is, whether you have 200 followers or 50,000 followers, posting very infrequently is bad. It makes your feed look terrible. It makes people think that you're not caring enough about your business to post updates regularly. It doesn't need to be catastrophic, world-changing things that you're sharing. Post photos of your day. I mean, like, just post enough. And it could be a couple of times a week. It could be a couple of times. It could be a couple of times a day, depending on your business and how much content you're generating. But typically, once every couple days to once every day is what we see the wheelhouse is for clients that are local businesses that are trying to put content on social media. If you're posting a lot less than that, if you're posting less than 15 times a month, you're probably not posting enough. On the other hand, if you're one of these overposters, the ones that post 5, 10, 15 times a day, even 3 times a day to your Facebook feed, stop. You are blasting your followers with content that they are probably not willing to look at or engage with. If you're posting that frequently, I really want you to check out your engagement rate. See how many times customers are engaging with your content, leaving comments, dropping likes, things like that. If you're posting 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day or even more, I've seen businesses that posted so much and got so little engagement for the amount of followers that they had that it was actually hurting them to post that much content. They just kept pushing themselves further and further down in their customers' feed. So if you're an avid overposter, dial it back a little bit. You know, give yourself a calendar of maybe every other day, or maybe even once a day, or maybe every other day to post something fresh. Don't overdo it, and definitely don't underdo it, because again, if somebody goes to your profile and sees that you haven't posted in 6 months, they're going to think there's something wrong with your business, or you might be closed, or they're not going to know what the heck to think. So posting frequency is a huge mistake we often make that you can really try to correct almost immediately. Moving right along to number 6. Number 6 involves the engagement that you get on your posts. A mistake that we see often is that businesses do not respond to comments and or reviews that are left on their posts. If somebody is taking the time to leave a comment on something that you posted, whether it's a video or an image or a tweet, whatever it might be, why wouldn't you respond? If it's not a current customer, it could be a potential customer. And even still, it's just another human being that's taking the time to comment about your business. You should take the time and respect their time and respond back, even if it's a negative comment. I mean, look, you could hide and ban and delete comments on certain networks, but at the end of the day, the moral of the story here is to respond to comments. If you've got pictures and videos that have tons of comments on them, why wouldn't you respond? Why would you just let them go when customers made the time to leave you a note on something that you posted? Make sure you're responding to comments. It'll definitely benefit you. It's furthering the relationship with your customers, with your potential customers, with your followers, with your audience. It will, and again, it's free. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, unless of course you're paying somebody like us to do it. It doesn't cost you anything to say, hey, thanks for that great comment. It really doesn't. Just do it, please. All right, and here's the 7th mistake that businesses make when it comes to social media. At least for this episode, we'll have 7 more in the next one. But the next mistake is that there is no strategy. I can't tell you how many times we ask a client, so what's your social media strategy? What's your digital marketing strategy? And I just get deer in headlights look. Look, you don't need to have this crazy concept of a strategy, but having a roadmap and an idea of the type of content you are going to post on social media will actually save you time and will put out a better social media product for your audience. Having a good strategy as far as who you want to reach, how you want to reach them, how frequently you want to reach them, and with what kind of content you want to reach them with will make your social media challenges almost go away or become very, very small, because you have a path and a plan of how you're going to grow your social media following. So we see all the time, no strategy, no game plan, just posting whatever they want. We'll talk about the things that you shouldn't post in the next episode, but we see it all the time where there's absolutely no strategy. There is no visible plan or accomplishing of a goal that a business wants to do when it comes to their social media. So if you don't have the ability to put together a strategy, a social media calendar or something like that, there's plenty of tools you can use online, or you can work with a company like ours to help you out on building that out for you. We do it all the time. We'd be happy to help. You can just visit our website at vivocreative.net and we can set you up with something like that. So just to recap, there's 14 mistakes that businesses make on social media that we're going to go over in 2 parts of a podcast, but the 7 that we just went over right now are as follows. Number 1, ignoring social media completely. Big mistake. Mistake number 2, not being involved in social media marketing in the long term, trying it out very short and short little stints, and if it doesn't work, you just abandon all hope. Number 3 is keep your information updated, your hours, your phone number, all pertinent information that people are looking for when they're checking your business out on social media. Number 4 is not posting the same piece of content the same exact way across all social networks. All social networks have their own language, and they should be treated as their own identity. Number five is posting frequency, not posting enough or posting way too frequently. There's a really healthy balance as far as how you should be posting your content. Number six is not responding to comments and messages and reviews on posts and on your page. Reply to everybody that takes the time to leave you a comment or a message. And finally, number seven for this episode is having no strategy, no clear plan or pathway on how to grow your business using social media. I do hope that this shed a little bit of light as to some of the things that you yourself might be falling into the trap of doing or not doing. We've got seven more mistakes that we're going to cover in the next episode. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, you can visit our website at vivocreative.net. Send us a message there or find us on Facebook or Instagram and shoot us a DM or leave us a comment in the show notes there. So again, it's Joe Amato for the Digital Joe Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the first half of the 14 mistakes that we see businesses make on social media. We'll wrap up with the other seven in next week's episode. But until then, guys, I'll see you soon.